Vecchia zimarra, senti, io resto al pianto.
Well, if they've heard of Rent, then they sort of know La Boheme, because Rent was based on La Boheme. It's what is called Verismo opera, which people generally think of gods and kings when they hear that something is an opera. They think that it's about lofty, and it was for hundreds of years, but Verismo opera started to be written at the latter half of the 19th century, like Pagliacci, about a poor circus clown.
La Boheme premiered in 1896, telling the story of young Bohemians living in Paris in the 1840s.
And this is about a bunch of poor young guys that are artisans, writer, painter, philosopher, that live on very little money and are experiencing the pains and joys of youth, living alone, living in Paris, going out drinking, living the life of Riley. And some pain comes into their life, and that's really the essence of this opera. Pain and love. With love comes pain, and you will laugh at much of Boheme. There's a lot of fun in the opera, and there are some tears in the opera because of the turn that it takes. So, and it's about regular people.
Ruminsky has performed internationally, allowing him to bring in performers from other opera venues. Nickel City's La Boheme is being directed by Dieter Kagi, formerly of Opera Ireland.
He offered to come here. He's used to doing million dollar euro productions, and I told him our budget is like 1% of what his budget usually is. But we're lucky to have him, and he's a global director. He was just assigned a new post in Germany. I forget what the name of the house is that he's going to be in there. But he's directed in Russia and all over the world. And he brings a touch of professionalism that we haven't had in the 4 years that we've been here. And we have a conductor, Michael Ching, who was the former director of Opera Memphis, and he's conducted all over the world as well. And our singers have sung at the Met, New York City Opera, Covent Garden, La Scala. I mean, you know, you can't get any better than the cast that I put together. And, of course, we've got local singers. And this is a sort of a new experiment for me, giving larger roles to some local singers.
Nickel City continues to widen its audience by bringing popular operas to the Riviera and by providing a relaxing atmosphere that remove opera house stereotypes.
We have sort of made a little business of promoting opera with popcorn. You can eat, you can drink during the show, you can bring your concessions, because it's a movie theater. It used to be a movie theater. It still is a movie theater. And so they have a concession stand, and the management came to us and said, you know, can people eat during the show? And I said, that's fine, as long as they don't make a lot of noise. So we switched crinkly bags for tubs, so you can get a tub of popcorn that's not going to make noise. Certainly the munching will make noise, but so what? When opera was in its heyday in the day, people would be eating dinner in the booths. They'd be having sex in the theater. The opera atmosphere at the Riviera is very low-key. People can wear, they can wear Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and sandals if they want.
After La Boheme, Nickel City will begin preparing for its fifth season with a most unusual and original opera. It will be called Shot, A World Changed, about the assassination of William McKinley right here in Buffalo in 1901.
We've commissioned Persis Vihar, who's worked with the BPO a number of times, and they've commissioned her for some symphonies and some oratorios. We've commissioned her for her largest opera, that she's, this is her sixth opera. She just did Eleanor Roosevelt in Syracuse about 2 years ago. We are going to have historically accurate reproductions of the Milburn living room and bedroom, the Czolgosz jail cell, and the Pan American Exposition Temple.
Ruminsky promises the McKinley Opera will be a spectacle, a piece of Buffalo's history never dramatized before in this format. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.
Vecchia zimarra, senti, io resto al pianto a scendere il sacro monte ordevi. Le mie grazie ricevi.